قرآن ابتدی سے سلوات
اللہم صلی اللہ محمد و آل محمد.
Rayyan ibn Shabib comes to meet with Imam Ar-Ridha alayhi salam on the 1st of Muharram, beginning of the month. And our Imam asked him, Ya ibn Shabib, asa'imun anta? Are you fasting? O the son of Shabib, are you fasting? And he said, no. For your information, it is mustahab in Islam to fast on the 1st of Muharram. It is makruh in Islam to fast on the day of Ashura, because we must keep in our minds that that's the day where Banu Umayyah used to fast to celebrate the killing of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And they fabricated narrations that the dua of Prophet Zakaria was accepted on that day, and so many other incidents of Islam, incidents of significance happened on that day, which were fabricated by those people in the narration, and they tried to justify the fasting that Banu Umayyah used to do for the sake of celebration over killing Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Whereas in our authentic traditions, we are not supposed to fast on that day, and we are supposed to make ourselves mahzoon and sorrowful over the huzn and sorrow of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And we are not supposed to buy anything on the day of Ashura. We are not supposed to buy groceries or anything new on the day of Ashura. Anything you want to buy for your food or any need of life, you buy it on the 9th of Muharram, or before that Ashura arrives. You're not supposed to buy things on the day of Ashura. That's again another bid'at and mention into the religion that Banu Umayyah did, that they used to buy groceries and food items for the entire year on the day of Ashura to celebrate killing of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So nothing of our actions can be similar to the enemies of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, and we are proud over that. And everything of our behavior has to be similar to the behavior of what our imams have taught. So we don't buy new things. Try to wear black clothes, which is mustahab for the aza of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Otherwise it's makruh in Islam. And we don't fast on the day of Ashura. So, but on the 1st of Muharram, it is mustahab to fast. So Imam Ridha alayhi salam asked Ibn Shabib, Asa'imun anta, are you fasting? He said, no. And Imam said, Inna hadha al-yawm, huwa al-yawm alladhi da'a fihi Zakariya rabbahu. Today is the day when Zakariya prayed to his Lord. Remember, Hazrat Zakariya didn't have kids. And he got old. He was an old man. Allah did not give him kids. And on the day of Ashura, he fasted. And obviously, when he was fasting on the day of Ashura, so he basically, we find that the dua of the Zakariya is narrated in the Holy Quran, where he says, رَبِّ حَبْدِ مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَاءِ. Oh my Lord, give me a purified lineage, purified children, in other words. And certainly, from your behalf, and certainly, you are the listener of dua. Allah always listens to our duas, even though when we don't listen to what He says. Isn't that right? So Allah subhanahu alhamdulillah alladhi yujibuni wa in kuntu qati'an. All praise belongs to Allah who listens to me although I am lazy. Even though I am lazy towards obeying Allah, Allah still listens to me. Wa in kuntu bakhilan hina yastaqribuni. Even though I am bakhil and a miser when Allah is seeking loan from me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeking loan from us in the Holy Quran. مَنْ لَلَّذِي يُقْرُبُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. Isn't it right? Who can loan Allah a nice loan? So, anything that we can do for the sake of Allah, or when we spend money for the sake of Allah, Allah doesn't need no loan, doesn't need nothing. But whatever money we spend for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the same money that He is the one who gave us to begin with, but He is still demanding the same money that He gave back to Him. If we are ready to spend His amanat, His entrusted trust that He gave Himself, if we are ready to voluntarily spend it in His path, in His way, He is still ready to give 700 times reward for what we spend. Look at the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For those for whom He wishes, He gives even more than that. Depends on our taharat and cleanliness of the soul and ikhlas. How much sincerity we have towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But look at the uniqueness of this transaction. The money is given by Allah Himself to us. That's not our money to begin with. But then He is demanding us back voluntarily after giving us. If we are ready to voluntarily spend the money on His path, He is ready to give us back the same money plus 700 times more. Say 700 times more of the money. Or in some cases even more than that. So we find that Prophet Zakaria prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in Surah Maryam we find Allah says after Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Kaf, Ha, Ya, Ain, Saad, Zikru Rahmati Rabbika Abdahu Zakaria, mention of your Lord, mention of the rahmat of your Lord towards His servant Zakaria. That's how the Surah Maryam starts. So this is what happened in the history, that when Prophet Zakaria was fasting on the first of Muharram, and at the time of Iftar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down Jibreel, and Jibreel said to Prophet Zakaria, Kaf, Ha, Ya, Ain, Saad. Quran was not revealed yet. Isn't it right? Quran revealed to on the soul of the Prophet. So, in the time of Prophet Zakaria, at the time of Iftar, this is what Jibreel said to him. And he asked Jibreel about the meaning of this, and that's where Jibreel elaborated to him. So basically, before I come to that point, it is also important to keep in our minds that even our prophets of God were using the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam as their wasila. All the prophets of God, without exception, every prophet and every messenger of Allah had to use the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam as their wasila and means so that they can get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and get their prayers accepted. So no one can say, well, I didn't do any sin. Why in the world would I stand in need of bringing Ahlul Bayt in the middle of my dua? Allah can directly listen to me because I didn't do any sin. You think Imam Ali al-Salam did a sin? You think Prophet did a sin? Why did Prophet used to bring the wasila in the middle himself? Once in the history, you find Imam Ali al-Salam comes to the Prophet. He says, Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Imam Ali comes to the Prophet and asks the Prophet to, you know, to do dua for him. Prophet does his wudu and prays two rakats of prayers and says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma bihaqqi aliyyin ighfir bi Ali. Oh my Lord, for the sake of the haqq of Ali, forgive Ali. That means fulfill his hajat, in other words. So when he was asked that why are you bringing the wasila of Imam Ali al-Salam for him, the dua is for him and you're bringing his wasila for his dua, Prophet replies back that I swear to Allah that I saw and I did not find anybody closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than Imam Ali al-Salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Ali.
So even when Imam Ali himself comes to request the Prophet for a dua for himself, Prophet himself is seeking the wasila of the most beloved person towards Allah, which is Imam Ali alayhi salam, for a dua to be accepted for him. Then who are we to say that I did not commit a sin, so I don't want to bring the wasila of Ahlul Bayt in the middle? This is pure ignorance. This is not understanding of the concepts. Quran has already said, Ya ayyuhallatheena amanu ibtahu ilayhi alwasila. Ittaqullaha wabtahu ilayhi alwasila. That means do have taqwa of Allah and seek wasila towards Him. And obviously the wasila is no one else but the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Peace say salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So we find at the time of Iftar when Jibreel comes and says, Kaf ha ya ain saad to Hazrat Zakariya, and he inquires about the meaning of that, and Jibreel explains that Kaf stands for Karbala and Ha stands for the Shahadat, the Halak and Shahadat of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, in other words, and Ya stands for Yazid, who is the killer of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and Ain stands for the atash and thirst of Imam Hussein. And Sheen, the Saad, stands for the sabr of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Please say salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
When Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam heard that, he started to cry. All the prophets cried on Imam Hussein alayhi salam, without exception. And Ayatullah Sheikh Jafar Shustari rahmatullah alayhi had mentioned that every musibat of Imam Hussein is great. There is no af'al al-tafdeel. You cannot use a tense, saying that this one is this musibat and that trouble that Imam Hussein faced was lesser and this trouble was higher. Because all of his masa'ib and tests and turmoils that he faced were all of them were high. So there is no superlative degree when we are talking about the masa'ib of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, because all of them are equal. But having said that, he used to say that the atash and thirst of Imam Hussein alayhi salam was the biggest musibah. And the dalil that he furnished for his argument was that when Jibreel came and recited the musibat of Imam Hussein alayhi salam for every prophet in the history, he recited the musibat of the atash and thirst of Imam Hussein. That's the dalil that he furnished. This is the biggest musibat of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So buka on Imam Hussein is something which makes me and you, all of us, harmonious. There's now something getting similar and shabahat and resemblance taking place between us and all the prophets of God. So let's become similar to all the prophets of God and all the messenger of Allah in this attribute that all of them have, which is crying over Imam Hussain alayhi salam.
Baba Jibran salawat.
So now at that time, the angels of Allah gave the basharat and the good news to Prophet Zakariya about that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give him, reward him, this son called Yahya. لَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ السَّمِيَّةِ. We did not provide this name to anyone ahead of him, in other words. And that's the same status for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. There are 7 or 8 resemblances which our scholars have mentioned between Imam Hussein and Hazrat Yahya. And one of those 8 or 7 resemblances is that both of these names were never named, these names were never used for anybody in the entire history except before them. No one was ever named Hussein and no one was ever named Yahya. And both of these great personalities had their time of pregnancy as 6 months only. There are 6 months of pregnancy for their mothers. So and so on and so forth. There are 7 or 8 resemblances that our scholars have mentioned between Imam Hussein alayhi salam and between Hazrat Yahya. And some of the narrations said that when Hazrat Zakariya discovered that in the final time, the final messenger of Allah will arrive, Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his son Hussein will be killed ruthlessly, you know, like this, hungry and thirsty. That's where he prayed to Allah to give him a son, so that when he gets killed and he becomes shaheed, he can feel the pain of the final messenger. What pain and sorrow the final messenger will go through when he has his beloved son getting killed. So because of this dua, Allah awarded him Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam. Because he wanted to feel the pain that the Prophet went through because of the shahadat and martyrdom of Imam Hussein. So there is a lot of resemblance between Hazrat Yahya and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam himself has remembered Hazrat Yahya so many times. And this is the hadith which is narrated by Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
That he said that whenever my dad used to stop somewhere during his travel, in other words, whenever Imam Hussein, during his travel towards Iraq, he was stopping somewhere in the desert, every time he was recalling Hazrat Yahya, Imam Sajjad says, every time, Imam said once, every time my father was recalling Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam. And my dad said that, إِنَّ مِنْ حَوَانِ الدُّنْيَا أَنَّ رَأْسَ يَحْيَ بْنَ زَكَرِيَّا أُهْدِيَ إِلَى بَغِيٍّ مِّنْ بَغَايَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. This is from the loneliness of this dunya. That means this is an evidence about the loneliness of this dunya, that the head of Yahya, the son of Zakariya, was presented to a prostitute among the prostitutes of Bani Israel. In order to please that character of a woman, that kind of a woman, the Prophet of God was slaughtered to please that kind of woman. This is enough for the loneliness of this dunya. So in the history we find the ruler, the Tawhut, both of them did Qiyam against the Tawhut. So they stood in front of the Tawhut of their times. Hazrat Yahya and the Tawhut of his time had his wife and he wanted to marry someone else. So his wife didn't want the king to marry anybody else. So she basically asked her own daughter to go and try to entice her husband. And that's where the history says that the daughter of the wife of the Prophet came without the clothes. And that's where, when the king was getting closer, she said, the mehr that I have is very expensive. And my mehr is that you bring the head of Yahya to me first. This is how Hazrat Yahya got killed. So Imam Hussein alayhi salam used to recall at every stop of his travel towards Iraq, he was recalling Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam. So we find that, coming back to the hadith, what I was mentioning to you, what the conversation that took place between Rayyan ibn Shabib and Imam Ridha alayhi salam on the first of Muharram, when Imam Ridha said to him, Man sama hadha al-yawm thumma da'a ila Allah istajaba Allahu lahu kama istajaba Zakariya. Whoever, Imam Ridha said to Ibn Shabib, whoever fasts on the first of Muharram, on this day, and then he prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will accept his prayers the way Allah accepted the prayer of Prophet Zakariya. And Imam said, Ibn Shabib, إِنَّ الْمُحَرَّمْ هُوَ الشَّهْرُ الَّذِي كَانَ أَهْلُ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ فِيمَ مَضَى يُحَرِّمُونَ فِيهِ الظُّلْمَ وَالْقِتَالِ. O the son of Shabib, the month of Muharram is the month where, in other words, the people of Jahiliyyah, people before the Holy Prophet, used to consider zulm and oppressing someone else and qital, battling and fighting with people as haram. They used to wage a war in the month of Muharram because they used to hold this month as respectable. Even the people of Jahiliyyat, the times of ignorance, used to consider this month to be a holy and respectable month. Those people who used to eat the desert lizards didn't have sense and logic to learn what needs to be eaten by humans and what's not supposed to be eaten by us, the humans. They had no sense of what to eat and what to drink, but still they used to consider the month of Muharram to be the month of Muharram, with a respect and hurmat and dignity held for that month. Whereas this ummah did not keep neither the dignity and hurmat of the month of Muharram, nor the dignity and the hurmat of Rasulullah himself. Just look at the behavior of the people, how lowly the human can get. And then Imam Ridha alayhi salam said, "Ya ibn al-Shabib, in kunta baqiyan li shay'in faqqil al-Husayn ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam." If you want to cry over something, cry over Husayn ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib. That's what we are supposed to do. So whenever we tend to cry, we need to utilize that time and those tears, and we should always divert our crying towards Imam Husayn alayhi salam. That's how a mu'min is always supposed to do. And Imam says that وَقُتِلَ مَعَهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ ثَمَانِيَةَ عَشَرَ رَجُلًا مَا لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ شَبِيهُونَ. That means not just Imam Husayn alayhi salam got killed, but along with him, 18 of the members of his family were killed, and there was no one similar to them on the face of earth. Those 18 were so great that there was no human similar to them on the face of earth. So how many reasons we want to have for crying? So we find, then Imam alayhi salam says that obviously these personalities, you know, Abdul Fadl Abbas alayhi salatu was salam, Qasim ibn al-Hasan alayhi wa salam, isn't it right? Ali ibn al-Akbar alayhi salam, these personalities are, all of them are infallible. They, all of them are masoom. All of them are clean and tahir and mutahhar. And they have no one who can parallel them in their highness. And we have hadith narrated by Shaykh Saduq rahmatullah alayh, on the day of judgment, Prophet will ask his daughter, Hazrat Fatima alayhi salam, "What did you bring for shafa'at, for intercession?" And Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha will reply back, "Kafana lishafa'ati yadani maqtu'atani li waladi al-Abbas." That means for shafa'at, that's enough for us. The two cut hands of my son Abdul Fadl Abbas are enough for us. Two hands which were cut off from the body of Abdul Fadl Abbas, those two hands of his are enough for the shafa'at of the ummah of the Prophet. Look at the azmat of Abdul Fadl Abbas. You know, who can understand Imam Husayn alayhi salam? We are talking about the azmat of Abdul Fadl Abbas alayhi salam. Who can understand the azamat of Hazrat Qasim ibn al-Hasan? Who can understand the azamat of Ali al-Akbar, Ali al-Asghar? So we are talking about those personalities. And then Imam Allah alayhi salam says that وَلَقَدْ بَكَتِ السَّمَوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرَضُونَ بِقَتْلِهِ. Certainly all the seven heavens and the earths cried over him. That means all the heavens and earths cried over Imam Husayn alayhi salam. And again, Ayatollah Sheikh Jafar Shustari rahmatullah alayh used to say that everything of the universe cried over Imam Husayn alayhi salam. Not just the heavens and earth. Everything, the stones, the wind, the water, the fishes, the birds, the angels, you name it. Everything crying of the sun was the reddish sky that happened. Crying of the wind was the blowing of the blackish and reddish winds that were starting to blow, and people got scared. crying of the stone was that every stone which was turned, they discovered blood underneath it. That was the crying of the stone. Everything has a cry, بِحَسَبِهِ بُقَاءُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ بِحَسَبِهِ. Crying of everything is in accordance with the nature of that existence. So everything cried on the word of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. So we are humans. We are superior than the stones, isn't it right? Superior than the animals and birds. We need to cry. When everything is doing that, this is the sunnah of every mawjood and existence of the universe, then obviously for human beings, this is something which is, you know, bitariqin awla. You know, bitariqin awla, we should be preferably doing that and voluntarily doing that and giving that the preference. You know, when the head of Imam Hussain alayhi salam was placed in the Masjid al-Hannana, the history says, this masjid was crying all the time. The masjid was crying. The walls of the masjid were crying. We don't hear those voices. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed 4,000 angels of God to come to support Imam Hussain alayhi salam. By the time the narration tells us, 4,000 of those angels, when they arrived, they reached Imam Hussain at the Karbala, Imam Hussain was already killed. And these 4,000 angels asked Allah to allow them to stay there, and they are staying at Karbala since that time and crying over Imam Hussain. So this is the constant sunnah of all the angels of God, including those 4,000 and our Urafa and great personalities who visit Karbala. They can actually hear the voice of those 4,000 angels coming into their ears. They can hear the voices. Our scholars and Urafa have heard those angels. And those angels are saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَهُمْ عِنْدَ قَبْرِهِ. They are next to the grave of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. إِلَّا أَنْ يَقُومَ الْقَائِمِ. Till Imam Al-Qa'im alayhi salam, the riser, our 12th Imam is going to rise. فَيَكُونُونَ مِنْ أَنصَارِهِ. Those 4,000 will be part of the companions, supporters of Imam Sahibu Zaman alayhi salam. And وَشِعَارُهُ and وَشِعَارُهُمْ, and their slogan is يَا لَسَارَاتِ الْحُسَيْنِ. Imam Ridha alayhi salam says their slogan is taking the revenge for Imam Hussain alayhi salam. So all those angels are giving this slogan that they want to take the revenge for Imam Hussain. They're crying. Yabda Shabib, Imam Ridha then says to the son of Shabib, in the cave ala al-Hussain, hatta tasila dumu'aka ala khaddayk. If you cry over Imam Hussain alayhi salam, until your tears flow over your two cheeks. If you cry over Imam Hussain, and your tears started to flow over two cheeks. Imam Ridha alayhi salam says, please pay attention. غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ كُلَّ ذَنْبٍ أَذْنَبْتَ كَثِيرًا أَوْ قَلِيلًا. كَثِيرًا كَانَ أَوْ قَلِيلًا. Allah forgives all the sins that you have done, whether a lot or less. Whatever sins that you have done, as soon as your tears start to flow over the cheeks, Allah forgives all of your sins. Our scholars say, don't wipe away your tears from your cheeks quickly. Because when the tears on Buka alayhi Hussain, when the tears are flowing over your cheeks on Imam Hussain alayhi salam, Allah is looking towards you with the nazar and looking of rahmat and mercy. So don't be quick to wipe your tears. This is the time when Allah is looking towards you with mercy. Why make haste? Let the tears run for a while. This is one of the most precious occasions of your life. There are angels standing, like I mentioned earlier. There are angels of Allah specially assigned, standing next to every person. First of all, majalisul azah, all of those majalis which are held in the samawat, as-sab', in the seventh heavens, and those majalis which are held inside the paradise, in Jannah, those majalis which are held over the planet Earth, any majlis that you can imagine for Imam Hussain alayhi salam, our urafa say, the baniyatul aza, the host of the majlis is Hazrat Zahra salamullahi alayha. she herself is the host. Me and you are not the host of the majlis. We are just a little wasila, a tiny wasila for that. It is a matter of pride for us to do that. The real host is not me and you, brothers and sisters. The real host is Hazrat Zahra, the mother of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. It's her issue. That's her affair. It's related to her. Whatever you do for Imam Hussain alayhi salam is between you and Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And don't even feel bad if somebody does something towards you, somebody says something to you. Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. This is between you and Hazrat Fatima alayhi salam. Anything that you can do for Imam Hussain, like I mentioned earlier, if you just straighten the shoes of those who participate in the Majlis al-Azhar, you go and straighten their shoes. If you clean the floor, you work as a janitor for Hazrat Zahra, is a sharaf in paradise. It's a matter of honor for us to serve as janitors and clean the place of Majlis al-Azhar for Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayhi. This is a sharaf and nobility. Whatever you can think of doing, giving one glass of water for somebody who comes in the Majlis al-Azhar. This is, you know, one of our scholars, Abdullah Namazi, rahmatullah, one of our great scholars, he wrote a book about Habib ibn Madahir al-Asadi, salamullahi alayhi, this great companion of the Imam. Abdullah Namazi wrote a book on him, and he saw Habib ibn Madahir in his dream. And he asked, Ayatullah Namazi asked Habib ibn Madahir, do you have any wish? Something that you wish? You are already so great. Habib ibn Madahir is a very great person. He is greater than Hur ibn Yazid al-Riyahi, our scholars say. Because Hur did what he did towards Imam Hussain alayhi salam, which was a big insult of the son of Fatima alayhi salam, alayhi salam. But later on he apologized that it was the karam and sahabat and shuja'at of Imam Hussain that he forgave. So even between the shuhada of Karbala there are darajat. Not everybody is equal. Not everybody is equal. Somebody who was a lover of Imam Hussain, like Habib ibn Madahir from the childhood. Somebody who was a lover from day one and was never doing sin and was sticking on the walayat throughout his life cannot be equal to some others. So Habib ibn Madahir is really great. Really great. May our salam be on Habib ibn Madahir. Ayatullah Namazi wrote a book on him and he saw Habib ibn Madahir in his dream and he asked him, do you have any wish? And he said, my wish is to come and give water to those in the name of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Giving water is a great fadilat. So we find that we need to benefit from this opportunity that we are alive. If you can do any service in the name of Hazrat Imam Hussain alayhi salam, this is something which has extraordinary rewards that you cannot even think of. And you are now dealing directly with Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So on the day of judgment, when Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayhi would arrive, Allah would say to Hazrat Zahra, Sali ma shi'ti, ask me whatever you wish. Like I mentioned last night, or a couple of nights ago, when we were talking about the Hubbu Zahra, the love of Hazrat Zahra as one of the great factors of sa'adat and spiritual success is love of Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayhi. So we find Allah is gonna ask Hazrat Zahra on the day of judgment, the hadith says, Allah would say to her, Salima Shaiti, ask whatever you want, whatever you wish. And she would say, then Hajati antakfira li waliman nasara wuldi. My hajat is that you provide your maghfirat for me and for everyone who helped my children. So if you provide any help for Imam Hussain alayhi salam or any of the members of Ahlul Bayt, then you are already covered by the insurance of Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the status of doing things for Imam Hussain alayhi salam. So we find that Imam Rida said to Ibn Shabib, Ghafarullah, laka kulla dhambin azdabta kathiran kana aw saghiran. Allah, when your tears fall over, you know, run over your cheeks, Allah forgive all the sins that you have committed, large or big or small, قليلاً كان أو كثيراً, you know, large or less, in other words. يا ابن الشريف, إن سرك أن تلقى الله عز وجل ولا ذنب عليك فزر الحسين. If you want to meet Allah in a situation that you have no sin, sinless, purified from the sins, then do the ziyarat of Hussain. One ziyarat of Imam Hussain, that means one ziyarat with ma'rifat of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, purifies a person completely. Look at the greatness, how much beloved is Imam Hussain alayhi salam. So we find that then Imam Rida alayhi salam says, Ya Ibn al-Shabib, in sarraka an taskun al-ghuraf al-mabniyya fi al-jannah ma'an nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi fal'an qatalat al-Husayn. Oh, the son of Shabib, if it pleases you that you live in the rooms which were made in the paradise along with the holy prophet, along with prophet, then send your la'nat on the killers of Hussein. So that makes us reside in the rooms which are constructed in the paradise along with the holy prophet. So this is the status. يَبْنَ السَّبِيلِ إِنْ سَرَّكَ أَنْ يَكُونَ لَكَ مِنَ السَّوَابِ مِثْلَ مَا لِمَنْ اسْتُشْهِدَ مَعَ الْحُسَيْنِ. If it pleases you that you get the sawab similar to the sawab of the shuhada who died, who became shaheed along with Imam Hussain alayhi salam, if you also want to get the same sawab of those shuhada, then whenever you recall Imam Hussain, say, Ya laytani kuntu ma'akum fa'afuza fawzan azeema. I wish I were also with you. I wish I were with you, so I would also succeed with the great success. Fawzan azeema, the great success. The shuhada of Karbala succeeded with a great success. We are talking in these nights about the ingredients of the spiritual success, isn't it right? The best of the successes is what is achieved by Imam Hussain and his companions. So whenever you think about Imam Hussain alayhi salam, you are at your job, you are driving your car, you are at your workplace, you can just say one sentence with sincerity and ikhlas, Ya laytani kuntu ma'akum, I wish I were also with you, and I could also succeed with you to get the great success.
Labbaik ya Hussain!
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 Nare Haydari!
Nare!
We find in the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam, one of his companions who participated in the battle of Siffin alongside Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said to the Mawla, my brother didn't know about the news of this battle of Siffin taking place against Muawiyah. He learned about the news later on when the battle is finished. But he had his wish in his heart. If he knew it, he would have certainly participated alongside with you. And Imam Ali alayhi salam replied back that whoever has this, if he had that intention, he was with us, in other words. So if you make the niyat and intention, you are counted to be with the Imam. But obviously our intention needs to be sincere. Just one sincere niyat will give us the sawab of being with the shuhada of Karbala alongside with Imam Hussain alayhi salam. We find Imam said, Ya Ibn al-Shabib, in sarraka an takuna ma'ana fit darajatil ula fil jinan, fahzan li huznina wafrah li farahina. Oh, the son of Shabib, if it pleases you to be in the high levels in the paradise with us, that means with the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wa salam, along with the Ahlul Bayt, you know, then you become sorrowful in the time of sorrow of Ahlul Bayt. When Ahlul Bayt are mahzoon and sorrowful, you also be sorrowful. And when Ahlul Bayt are happy and farah, then you also be happy. So we don't do the otherwise. If it's the occasion of the shahadat of one of the members of Ahlul Bayt, We don't feel happy. We don't celebrate. If others are celebrating, we don't participate with them. We distance ourselves from every celebration and every symbol of celebration that the Urf can take as a celebration. You know? And if Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam are mahzoon and sorrowful, we make ourselves sorrowful and we make ourselves look like we are sorrowful. So we have resemblance in our behavior, practical resemblance, and even on our faces, like have I described to you the concept of tabaki. If you cannot cry on the Imam Hussain alayhi salam, then at least we can make a face as if we are crying. So we are at least trying our best to do that. Even if it doesn't end up having tears in our eyes, but we are trying our best to have it. This try and effort of yours will give you the same reward of crying. So this is how we are supposed to do that. We have scholars who saw angels standing next to every mu'min in the Majlis al-Aza and gathering the tears of the mu'mineen and they're crying over Imam Hussain al-Islam. Angels have this qarura, this containers, and they are gathering the tears and they are putting the tears in the fountain in paradise, which is called the fountain of Hayawan. Imam Hussain alayhi salam has his fountain, Prophet has his fountain, Imam Ali has his fountain, isn't it right? The fountain which belongs to Imam Hussain alayhi salam in the paradise is called Hayawan, not Hayawan, which means animal. Hayawan, with a fatha and zabar over the ya. Hayawan, which in Arabic means life. The fountain which belongs to Imam Hussain is called Hayawan, means pure life. And that fountain, these angels who are gathering the tears of Mu'mineen and Mu'minat who are crying over Imam Hussain, they gather the tears and every tear is protected and transferred into the fountain of Imam Hussain called Hayawan. And Ayatollah Sheikh Jafar Shustari rahmatullah alayhi was saying that the tears are saltish in their taste. Is it right? But the fountain of Hayawan is sweet. The more tears are added constantly in that fountain, the sweeter it gets. Look at this, imagine how sweet that fountain is. Unthinkable for us. How many tears have been added by now? From so many people. Unimaginable how sweet that fountain is. That belongs to Imam Hussain alayhi salam. And those of the sinners who will be taken out of the Jahannam, the hellfire, we have authentic narrations that inform us that those of the sinners who would be taken out of the hellfire, because if our sins couldn't get cleaned up in the time of Barzakh, see, the soul is such that if the soul can only be cleaned by the hellfire or by the istighfar. But istighfar can be done in our lifetimes only when we are alive. If we die and if we do the istighfar for the bigger sins, Allah forgives the smaller sins. If we don't do the istighfar, and Allah has already given us a blank check to do the tawbah, and He accepts it. But we don't care about Allah and don't do the istighfar for our sins, you know, then obviously we will be punished in the time of Barzakh. Shafa'at is a confirmed belief of ours. But Imam Sajjad has said, أَتَخَوَّفُ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْبَرْزَخِ. I am afraid, my fourth Imam, my Mawla says, I am afraid about you regarding Barzakh. So Shafa'at is there, obviously. But Shafa'at is there about the Day of Judgment. In the Barzakh we will be treated and we will be subjected to the justice. Isn't it right? So we need to clean ourselves before we die. So if we don't do the istighfar, there are some people are such, you know, they do various types of wrongs, and even the time of Muharram comes, their lifestyle is not changing. And this is very disturbing, brothers and sisters. At least when we come in the Farshul Azab of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, in the respect of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, in the respect of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at least at that time we should be avoiding those things. If I used to listen to the songs and haram music, at least when the month of Muharram arrives, I should stop doing that. if I don't do, you know, I do certain harams in my life, at least for the sake of the hurmat of Allah and the hurmat of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, we should stop doing those things in this month. We should stop doing that throughout the year, but also in this month. So we find that it goes sinners who could not get clean through istighfar, now the hellfire is the only thing which can clean you. The ruh of a person is such an existence that the ruh cannot be cleaned except through A, istighfar or the hellfire. If we didn't do the istighfar because we don't care about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowing us to accept His tawbah, but we still didn't care about doing the tawbah and repenting on our sins, now the only option remaining is obviously the flames of the fire. So some people will be sent, except those who are subjected to the lutf from Allah, which we don't know whether we will deserve that or not. So we find that some people who have their sins who cannot get cleaned up in the time of barzakh, they will be sent to the hell. And after the hellfire's flame, because Jannat is a place of taharat, no one can enter the Jannat and paradise إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ طَاهِرًا, except somebody who is tahir. Because najasat cannot enter, and sins and the love of dunya is the attachment of this temporary world is the najasat of the soul. We need to clean ourselves from every najasat so we can enter. Now those people whose crimes were such that they could not get cleaned up in the barzakh, they will be sent to the hell, and the hellfire cleanses them, and then they will be taken out. Now Allah is so Rahim and merciful. Now these people who are cleaned up from the hell and they are mu'mins, they will be sent to their Jannat, but they have signs and marks and burns of the flames of fire on their bodies. Allah doesn't want the mu'mineen to get insulted. That's where the role of the fountain of Imam Hussein, Hayawan, comes to play its role.
Awajibul Ansalat!
So we find that Allah Mahilli has narrated all those narrations in his book. So, about these people going into the hell. And so we find these sinners, when they come out and they have signs of burns and their marks of burns, getting burned in the hell, Allah's mercy, look at Allah's mercy, these people will be taken and dipped into the fountain of Imam Hussein Hayawan. And when they get dipped into this fountain, none of the marks or burns of the hellfire would remain on their bodies. So no one else in Jannat can recognize that these mu'minis were sent to hellfire first. Please say salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
This is the status of the fountain of Hayawan for Imam Hussain alayhi salam. So Imam alayhi salam said that Yabn al-Shabib, if somebody loves a stone, Allah is going to combine him with that stone. In other words, obviously, what we learn in the light of this statement, whatever you love in your life, you will be combined with that. You love money, you love whatever, you will be combined with your beloved. So Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam are not less than a stone, na'udhu billah. If you love Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, you will be combined with the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And buka and crying over Imam Hussein is a dalil and sign towards the love of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. This is salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Buka of Imam Hussein. This is not part of the hadith that I'm explaining to you. So we find Imam Sadiq alayhi salam had said to one of his companions that, Imam says that one of the mu'mineen showed up and Imam asked him to read some shair for Imam Hussain alayhi salam, and this person started to read the shair. And Imam said, "Man anshada fil Hussain ibn Ali alayhi salam shi'ran fa abka khamsina falahul jannah." Whoever recites a shair on Imam Hussain and makes 50 people cry, he belongs to the paradise. Paradise is his. And then Imam Salih starts to decrease. Then he said in the next statement, "Man arshada fil Husayn alayhi salam sha'ran fa abka arba'in." Whoever recites a sha'r for Imam Husayn and makes 40 people cry, falahu jannah, jannat is his. And then he keeps on decreasing till Imam Salih alayhi salam reaches. He says that man anshada fil Husayn alayhi salam sha'ran fa abka ashran. Whoever recites a sha'r, you know, one rhyme for the sake of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and makes 10 people cry, paradise is his. Then he says, "Man anshada fil Hussein alayhi salam shi'ran fa abka wahidan falahul jannah." Whoever recites one rhyme, one sha'r for Imam Hussein alayhi salam and makes one person cry, paradise is his. Look at the greatness of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. If somebody can make another person cry through one sha'r recited for Imam Hussein, this is enough to earn the paradise. Then Imam Salih Islam says, "Man anshada fil Husayn alayhi salam sha'ran fa baka falahu jannah." Whoever recites a sha'r for Imam Hussein, he himself cried. That means he didn't make any other person cry. He himself ended up crying. Paradise is his. And then Imam Salih alayhi salam says, "Man anshada fil Husayn alayhi salam shi'ran fa tabaka falahul jannah." Whoever recites a sha'r for Imam Husayn alayhi salam and makes tabaki, that makes a face of crying. He could not cry, that means, but he just tried his best to cry. He tried and he made a face like crying. Then paradise is his. Look at the status of the azamat of crying over Imam Hussein alayhi salam. But brothers and sisters, let's be very clear that crying on Imam Hussein alayhi salam is not a sign of our weakness. We, the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, are the strongest people in this world. Because we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we believe in the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. We are the strongest people. This cry and buka on Imam Hussein should not be taken as a sign of weak people. That we are just sitting in a corner and we have nothing to do and just crying. That's not the concept of crying. The crying over Imam Hussein alayhi salam, which is one of the biggest ibadat and one of the biggest symbols of our iman and one of the factors to ensure our sa'adat insha'Allah till the end of our life. If we continue with this value, that buka on Imam Hussein alayhi salam, which empowers us to stand resilient on his seerah and his sunnah.
Nae Hadari! Bawale Bulan Salawat!
This cry of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is a proclamation of our resistance against every zalim and every tawhut. This cry over Imam Hussein alayhi salam is a declaration of our policy in front of every zalim, that we are ready to be sabir and patient. Come what may, we will survive and sustain on the path of Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam.
Hussein, Zindabad.
This buka over Imam Hussein, this crying over Imam Hussein alayhi salam, is the sign that we are ready to sacrifice and do izar and giving preference to whatever we have to do for the sake of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, over his seerah, over anything else that can come in this dunya in our way to block us. This buka over Imam Hussein alayhi salam is a slap on the face of the zalimeen who are trying to block the mission of Karbala and the walayat of Imam Sahib Zaman alayhi salam. This cry over Imam Hussein alayhi salam empowers us spiritually to remember that in Islam, we don't care about our numbers. we care about the fact that if we have the iman in Allah and the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wa salam, and we are steadfast over the walayat of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, then nothing can make us a failure. A mu'min is always successful in his life, whether he remains as a live person or he dies in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This cry over Imam Hussain alayhi salam is an announcement, is a political and social policy that we are announcing, that we are proud followers of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. We are ready to follow the footsteps of Imam Hussain against every zalim person who is blocking the path and the policies of Walayat of Ahlul Bayt. So there is no way they can challenge.
Oppressed people of Palestine, Bahrain, and all the oppressed people in the world, please recite a loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
All the oppressors, please recite a loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
For the freedom of Baitul Muqaddas, please recite a loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
For the safety of our Marajay Kiram, khususan Rehbar Muazzam Ayatullah Khamenei, please recite loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
MashaAllah. So our cry should not be taken as a sign of our weakness. This is a very, very effective tool that we have in our hands to always make us steadfast on our principles and values without compromising. And our nation, Mazhab al-Tashayyu, has survived throughout centuries, regardless of all the obstacles we have faced, because of the value of cry of Imam Hussain was alive in our community. That's why we want to transfer the value of crying over Imam Hussain to our later generations. To our later generations can be as obedient as Al-Khalaf al-Saleh, as the previous Saleh generations who kept the flag of Imam Hussain alayhi salam alive and up and rise and risen and surviving with dignity. This is how we are supposed to be. Not as somebody who is just weak and he's not ready to do anything. There's a very tilted view of sabr presented in our community by some people. Sabr means, you know, okay, just ignore it, stay quiet, just ignore what's going on. Be sabr, do sabr. Is that the meaning of sabr? That you ignore what is going on and you be sabr, that means you stay silent and just, you know, let it go. This is escaping the reality. Islam is a religion of haqiqat, and Islam, Allah wants us to live a real life, facing and embracing the real issues. The real sabr is that we stay the course and continue the path without compromising. And in the path, and when we are not compromising and staying on the seerat of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, whatever obstacles we and hardships we face in that way, we are resilient over the hardships that we face while staying on the course of the walayat without compromising.
Nay Hadari!
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Crying is also the sunnah of Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam, because he has said in his hadith that fala in akharatni durur wa aqani an nasrika al-maqdur. If the times have delayed me, obviously Imam Mahdi al-Islam is born way after Imam Hussain alayhi salam. If the times have delayed me, and you know, basically, I could not be able to help you. Obviously, he's born later on, so he was unable to help Imam at that time. وَلَمْ أَكُنْ لِمَنْ حَارَبَكَ مُحَارِبًا. And I could not be battling with your enemy, those who were fighting against you. وَلِمَنْ نَصَبَ لِكَ الْعَدَاوَةَ مُنَاصِبًا فَلَأَنْ تُبَنَّكَ صَبَاحًا وَمَسَاءً. I will certainly cry for you morning and evening.
That means Imam Sahib Zaman alayhi salam cries over Imam Hussain alayhi salam every morning and every evening of his life. Look at the value of Bukha. How great a value is this? The Imam of our time is upholding this value of crying over Imam Hussain every single day. How much great it is. And he's the one who's going to establish the government of justice in the whole world with this Bukha over Imam Hussain and all the rest of the values. So we find Imam says, وَلَا أَبْكِيَنَّ لَكَ بَدَلَ الدُّمُوعِ الدَّمَى. I will certainly cry, instead of tears, cry blood over you. How much he cares about Imam Hussain. He's the one who's going to take revenge. Isn't that right? We find the angels of Allah complained towards Allah after the incident of Ashura, when such a heinous crime was committed by those so-called Muslims, those kuffar of followers of Yazid and Ibn Ziyad. We find the angels complained towards Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drew their attention towards the nur of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, which was up there. Allah drew their attention towards the nur, and Allah said, Sayyid ibn Ta'us narrates, Allah said, Antaqim bihad al-qa'im. I am going to take the revenge through this riser, this qa'im. Imam Mahdi al-Islam's nur among the anwar and lights of Ahlul Bayt was standing at that time. So he's going to take the revenge. And we pray to Allah every day of our life to include us among the supporters of the Imam so we can be part of the winning team and part of the successful team. There is no success without taking the revenge of Imam Hussain, without wishing to be part of that.
لبيك يا مهدي
لبيك يا مهدي
لبيك يا مهدي
لبيك يا مهدي
سيد لاود لبيك يا مهدي
لبيك يا مهدي
حسين يا
زنده باد
يزيد يا
مرده باد
نعره حيدري
يا علي
نظر الله نياز حسين بابا سے بلند صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
At the time, one of the teachers was telling that in one of the Majlis al-Aza, two young men showed up and they were smiling and laughing in the Majlis. When we come to the Majlis al-Aza, brothers and sisters, we don't laugh. In the month of Muharram, and the month of Muharram used to arrive, Imam Salih al-Islam was never seen laughing or smiling. It was not part of the seerah of Ahlul Bayt to be rejoicing, laughing or rejoicing. So we find these two young boys were, the young men were laughing in the majlis. And on the next day, they showed up and they were wearing clothes of various colors. Next day they showed up and they came straight to the alim who was reading, reciting the majlis. And very mu'addab, full of etiquettes, nicely, you know, shook his hand, and they were about to walk away. Alim grabbed the hand of them. You know, he said, you know, I'm not, just stay here, in other words. So he asked them to stay. And those people stayed. And when everybody else left, this Alim asked him, why do I find this change in you? I saw you, both of you, coming yesterday, last night in the Majlis. You were wearing clothes of different colors, which was not suitable to be present in the, to be wearing in the Majlis, and you were also laughing. What happened? I did such a big change in your behavior. Today, tonight you're wearing black clothes, very nicely, with nice etiquettes. And both of them told that we saw the dream. In our dream, we saw Imam Hussain alayhi salam and Abu Fadl Abbas were standing at them. They were standing. And Abu Fadl Abbas alayhi salam had a book where he was writing, and writing the names of all the participants in the Majlis al-Aza. Imam Hussain alayhi salam said to write the names of these two people, asked to write the names of both of us. And Abu Fadl Abbas said, these two people were laughing in the Majlis. Imam Hussain replied, they were laughing in other words, but still, see, when these two people, well, the first night they participated and they laughed and they left in the middle of the Majlis, while they were leaving the Majlis, close to the door,
There were two small plates lying over the floor. What these people did, they pick up the small plates and they put it over the tables. So that the feet of the participants in the Madrasul Azhar may not strike over the plates, then somebody not get injured. So they pick up the plates and put over the table and they left and they were smiling. So this person, they both saw in the dream. Imam Hussain said to Abu Fadl Abbas, write down their names, because they picked up two plates for the participants of our Madrasah, so they don't get injured. How much merciful is Abi Abdullah Hussain? Anything that you and Akha was saying, anything you can do for his love, has a lot of value. And when both of them saw this dream, the next day they were wearing nice black clothes, and they were so mu'addab and sitting nicely in their madras. Because everything of ours is noted down by those great personalities, how we are doing towards them. And tonight is such a great night, the night before Ashura. Remember that Imam Hussain alayhi salam, they asked Abu Fadl Abbas to take further time. Because Imam Hussain said, Allah knows, Anni uhibbu salata. Because Allah knows, certainly I love the prayer. Imam Hussain was not only somebody who was praying and fasting. There are so many who are praying and fasting. Imam Hussain used to love the prayer. There's a fine line between praying and loving the prayers. So Imam Hussain wants to spend one more night in his beloved thing, the prayers. Some people don't even care. Even the month of Muharram arrived, they don't pray. We are talking about Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Come on. Isn't it right? Here Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, in the final moments of his life, when Abu Basir goes to do his ta'ziyah towards the wife of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, Ummu Hamida salamullah alayha, Ummu Hamida said to Abu Basir, I wish you were there in the final moments of Imam. He was saying, Inna shafa'atana la tanalu mustaqifan bis salam. Those are the final words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Our shafa'at is not going to reach the person who considers salat to be unimportant, khafif, unimportant, sabuk. Those are final words of Imam. Imam Hussain is seeking time to spend one more night. Mawla, you did your prayers throughout your life. But Imam Hussain loves so much, he's seeking time for one more night. So everyone on this camp is awake in the night before Ashura. And they were busy in munajat, the whispered prayer towards Allah, and the salat and prayers and dua and all those ibadat towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find Imam Hussain alayhi salam extinguishes the candle and asks his companions, look at the richness of Imam Hussain. He is the madhar of the name al-Ghani of Allah. He doesn't stand in need of anybody, not even his companions. He's asking everybody to leave. And he can raise his haq of walayat from their neck. So they cannot be held accountable on the Day of Judgment. But look at the greatness of his ashab as well. That there are none of those ashab left in the darkness of the night. In the darkness of the night. This is the greatness of Allah. And he himself has said, Inni la ala ashaban awfa min ashabi. I don't see, certainly I don't see ashab and companions more faithful than my companions. Wala ahla baytin abar wa awfa min ahli bayti. Nor do I see any members of a family, ahli bayt, more nice doers and good doers and faithful than my ahli bayt. Obviously, they are the best and the cream we find when the night of Ashura goes by and the time of Fajr arrives. He had his own muazzin. Imam has his own muazzin. Hajjaj ibn Masruq al-Sha'bi. Saying the azan throughout the travel towards Iraq. But when the day of Ashura arrives, look at the wisdom of Imam Hussain. He's asking Ali ibn Akbar. Ali ibn Akbar was, asked to say the azan. Ali Akbar said the adhan in the lahja and tone of Rasulullah. Because his tone was so much similar to the Prophet's tone.
And the Jamaat of the Fajr took place. And we find as soon as the Jamaat of Fajr ended, we find that Umar ibn Sa'ad was the first person to throw arrow towards the Khiyam of Imam Hussein. And as soon be a witness towards the Khalifa Yazid, I was the first person to throw arrows against Hussein. And 4,000 arrows came towards the Khiyam of Imam Hussein. So many of the Ashab became Shaheed in this first attack. And we find that some of the scholars have said Imam Hussein has taken lead in every, because Imam Hussein has taken lead in every khair and goodness. So when it comes to the Shahadat and martyrdom of Banu Hashim, Imam Hussein sent Hazrat Ali al-Akbar, his son, ahead of the rest of the Bani Hashim, and he has taken sabqat over the rest of the Bani Hashim. Hussein takes a lead in every khair. So Ali Akbar was sent ahead of the rest. Taqaddam waladi, move forward my son. Look at the azamat of Imam Hussein. And Imam Hussein, we find when he said to about Ali Akbar that Allahumma shahad ala haula al-qawm, oh my Lord, be a witness against these people. Faqad baraza ilayhim gulamun, certainly that young man is going towards them. Asbahu an-nas khalqan wa khulqan wa mantiqan bi rasulik, who is the most similar person towards your messenger in terms of his creation and looks, in terms of his morals, and in terms of his speech. Ali Akbar, and my teacher was saying that Ali Akbar, this is the dalil, that Ali Akbar is mahsoom, because somebody who is so most similar to Rasulullah cannot do any sin. Ali Akbar was a mahsoom. And Imam Hussein, Allah knows what happened to the qalb of Imam Hussein. Nobody has a son like Ali Akbar. Nobody can feel what Imam Hussein is going through. So Imam Hussein also sent his curse towards Umar ibn Sa'ad. قَتَعَ اللَّهُ رَحِمَكَ كَمَا قَتَعْتَ رَحِمِي, may Allah cut your lineage the way you cut my lineage. Ali Akbar went inside into the khaymah to take permission to go and meet the bid of farewell and wida towards the Ahlul Haram. And the ladies, the wives, says, gathered around Ali Akbar. Arhamul Batara, have mercy over our Qurban. And Ali Akbar reminded them towards the Qurban of Imam Hussein, loneliness of Imam Hussein. Finally, Ali Akbar comes out. The Amama of Rasulullah was put over his head. And now, Ali Akbar is about to depart Imam Hussein. And he said something into the ears of Imam Hussein. The rawayah says, فَبَكَى بُكَاءً عَالِيًا, Imam Hussein cried with a loud voice. When somebody asked, when Hazrat Zainab asked Imam Hussein the reason about his crying, Imam Hussein said that it is the tradition, in other words, it's a tradition that the father does wasiyat towards the son, but today the son is doing wasiyat towards the father. Isn't that right? Today we find, Imam Hussein said, once that today the son is doing his final will towards the father. Instead of father doing the will, now today the son is doing the will. And Imam Hussein has sent Ali Akbar. Some of the scholars have said, Imam has asked him to keep on turning his face and showing his face to his father for as long as he can. How much Imam Hussein loved Ali Akbar. And when Ali Akbar did his wida and farewell, bid farewell to his father and departed, he heard a voice of somebody following him and chasing him. As he turned around, he found that his own father is coming behind him. His own father, Imam Hussein, is still coming and walking behind him. Only Imam Hussein can understand. How can Ali Akbar understand what is the musibah that Imam Hussein is going through? Because Ali Akbar doesn't have a son like Ali Akbar. Imam Hussein can understand only. We find that Ali Akbar was sent. Ali Akbar did his jihad. And after a while, he comes back to his father. father and seek some water. In other words, if there is a way that an infant can drink some little water, how can Imam Hussain provide the water? There is no water available. Imam Hussain showed his tongue to Ali Akbar. The narration says, Imam showed his dried tongue to Ali Akbar. And Ali Akbar said, that your tongue is even more dry than my tongue. Imam comforted him by saying that soon Rasulullah will provide the drink to you. And Ali Akbar went back and finally he did his jihad. And when he became injured and he fell over the ground, we find this is the first person in the occasion of Ashura that Hazrat Zainab came out of the khaymah and tent and make herself reach next to Ali Akbar before Imam Hussain could reach there. Look at the greatness of Ali Akbar and look at the care of Hazrat Zainab. She knew how much Imam Hussain loves Ali Akbar. This is the only person. She did not do that towards her own sons Ahl and Muhammad, but towards Ali Akbar. She makes herself reach Ali Akbar before Imam Hussain reaches. We find that Ali Akbar was sent to his father. Ali Akbar, you find he was asking water a while ago. We find, look at now the situation. Ali Akbar, this young son is lying there with all the injuries next to Imam Hussain. And we find, the riwayat says, Imam Hussain puts his cheek over the cheek of Ali Akbar and says, Alal dunya ba'daka al-afa. Dunya mein khaak ho. There is no value for this dunya after you. Look at what happened to the lung of Imam Hussain. We cannot understand how much pain he's going through, because nobody has a son like him. We find now Ali Akbar is also saying and confirming his father, Hada Jaddi Rasulullah. This is my grandfather Rasulullah. Because Ali Akbar saw it, the Holy Prophet coming there, bringing the drink. So he comforts his father by saying, Hada Jaddi Rasulullah. This is my grandfather Rasulullah. Yaqra'uka salam. He says salam to you. And says, Ajjil al-quduma ilayna. Come quickly towards. Now Ali Akbar is comforting his father. We find Ali Akbar has a part of the spear remaining inside his chest, sticking inside his chest. Part of the spear broke and remained inside his chest. And now his father, Imam Hussain, is about to take that part of the spear, broken spear, from the chest of his young son. Can you imagine the pain of Imam Hussain? I would like to address Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. When you were there to slaughter your son Ismail, your eyes were tied up, you were blindfolded. Please come and see on the occasion of Ashura. Hussain ibn Ali alayhi salam is here and is about to take the part of the spear from the chest of his son. His eyes are not blindfolded. We find his eyes are not blindfolded. As soon as Imam Hussain took it out, Ali Akbar passed away from this world.
Y'all say.